Hey everybody, this is David Skirica. I hope you're all doing well. Okay, so I've had a lot of emails, which is really nice, about the promotion. It's just very funny to me in a way, and I don't mean any disrespect. It's just, it's more not funny, but irony in a way, I guess. When the whole passive investing boom was going on and everything was going straight up, I couldn't sell a newsletter. And now I'm doing this special offer, and I got people asking me every day, when's it going to open, when's it going to open, which is great. Like, I'm excited about that. So it's nice. I don't want you to take it the wrong way. I just think it's funny. I knew that the newsletter business would come back when volatility reentered the financial markets. I just didn't think it would happen like almost overnight like this. So, you know, we're seeing gold break out. So there's a lot of exciting things going on here. So I apologize. The reason I didn't put it out yet, the newsletter offer was really simple. So in the Bahamas, we're on like full lockdown. It started yesterday and it's going through the kind of weekend here, you know, because today is Good Friday. And, happy Passover, happy Easter to people who celebrate it. Today is Good Friday and Monday's Easter Monday. So they've just decided, you know, during this kind of holiday week and to shut everything down. And that means like everything, like grocery stores, everything, right? So the whole country is essentially shut down. And they're actually starting to mandate people wearing masks. I'm really going to try not to go out as much because, first of all, I don't have a mask. And second of all, I just think it's a little ridiculous here where I live in Eleuthera, where I don't even know if we've had a case yet. I don't really think it's on the island. And, and to be running around with a mask, I think it's a little much right now. So I loaded up on groceries and what I need. So, you know, we're talking now, it's what, the 11th or 12th of April. And to be honest, you know, I think we're going to have these kind of mandatory lockdowns every weekend and, you know, the restrictions probably to the end of the month. So for the next 2-3 weeks, I'm going to try to go out as little as possible. And I've been pretty good about, you know, now I have to admit, I went out with my friend a couple of days ago. We did have a few drinks because I think that's a bad thing to do right now. You know, I know a lot of people are just sitting around their houses drinking, watching Netflix, doing whatever. But I think that's a bit, you know, you have to watch that because, you know, drinking is a depressant. And you don't want to just, in this time like this, you know, depress yourself. So I'm just giving people some advice. But of course, like, too, you know, I have a lot to do. I'm editing my new book. We're going to do these promotions. I'm going to do some more videos. You know, I did one on gold stocks. I got one coming out with this. Market retest, past bear market action. I kind of want to show why I don't think this is a bottom yet. You know, I know the market did drop 30 to 40%, but there are reasons why I think ultimately it will be headed lower. And also, I just think some of the stocks I've been watching, that the sectors that I think will bring the maximum pessimism trades, like the airlines, that they're going to be interesting to watch, by the way, this weekend. I'll talk about it in a second. I just think they need to go lower. So what's going to be interesting with the airlines is Trump talked about, you know, maybe another bailout for them. And it seems to me, and he said, some deal that the government was going to make. So I think now we're going to see the government take equity positions in the airlines, similar to what they did with the banks back in 2008. I'm thinking the airline bailout in 2001. So I think when that happens, that's heavily diluted. Like we saw what, for example, Carnival had to do. They had to, you know, they basically took back all the stock they bought back, or like, See, what we understand about stock buybacks is every year companies would issue 1% or 2% more shares because of options being exercised and, you know, maybe they have convertible debt, whatever it may case. So usually, like, you know, you're going to dilute a couple percent a year, which means actually the company, you could say, argue, could go down 1% a year and it would have the same market cap. So that's why these companies try to do the buybacks, because they want to keep the share structure low so they can keep earnings per share up, and then they're not diluting, right? But the problem is they all bought high, now sold low. So anyhow, Carnival decreased the number of shares it had outstanding by something like 60 million from 2016 to end of 2019. Well, when they issued the $50 million at $8, they put 60 million shares back on the market. So like just like that, everything they'd done with the buybacks to take those 60 million off the market, you know, the buybacks minus like the options being exercised, in one foul swoop, 4 years of buybacks just disappeared. And I've talked about it in the past where it was like totally unsustainable. When we look at like something like Microsoft, in the last 20, 30 years the last 10 years has reduced the number of shares outstanding by like 25%. Well, what's that mean? Like, you know, you do 25% every 10 years, in 40 years, Microsoft's going to have one share trading at $1 trillion a share. And so, see, this was a perversion of financial markets. It really was. And this was my issue. It was just like when you actually look at it, when you really thought about it, and you see these, you know, these things kind of decreasing, you're just like, how unrealistic was this to think that, you know, all these companies were going to keep buying back shares forever? So anyhow, with the airlines, yeah, it's the same thing. You know, they are mostly off 50 to 70% from their highs. And what's going to happen, in my opinion, is once the government takes a stake, you know, it's almost going to like, you know, double the amount of shares outstanding. When you think about something like that, well, that means, you know, they're already down 50, 60% because the problems they're going to have in their business. Well, that means they almost have to fall another 50% overnight just to have the same market cap they have now when the government takes that big equity interest. So that means, you know, look at something like Delta, which has gone from 60 to 24, boom, Delta goes to 12 overnight. Because it's, you know, I'm just saying that the government, I don't know if they're going to double their shares outstanding, but whatever the case may be, they'll go down probably 30 to 40% or 50% overnight just because those government stakes are going to mean that the stock has to trade at a lower price to have the same market cap. So but I think that's where we also get the opportunity, because that's how you're going to get. Now, what's going to happen, and this will kind of happen with the, you know, that's, you know, where the stocks are going to get really depressed, especially combined with a deterioration in their business. Now, if you go look at what happened to the banks, for example, Citigroup has had a huge rally during this bull market. I think it went up, you know, like, you know, 10 times in value. But the thing was, it did a reverse split. Like, Citigroup really went from reverse split, like, I think from 1,000 to $4, you know, because it really went, you know, whatever, from 40 to 40 cents, right? But what happened is it went to 4, and then it rallied back to 40 or 50. So that's the way I kind of see these airlines going. What's going to happen to them is, you know, they might do reverse splits to stay above a dollar. A lot of them might become penny stocks. But what's going to happen is they're all going to go down 95 to 99%. And then, you know, it's like, remember, if something goes down 99%, if it goes up 1,000%, it's still 90% off its all-time high, right? But you still make 1,000%. So, you know, like, for example, maybe like something goes from 100 to 1, it goes back to 10, you make 10 times on your money. That's what the kind of trade we're looking at the airlines. But the problem with that kind of trade, too, is this is where maximum pessimism comes in. This is where you have to maybe average in. You're not going to get the exact low. The issue with that kind of trade as well is, you know, you could buy something down 90%, and if it falls 99, you're going to need to go up 10 times, you know, to get your money back. And the great thing about dollar cost averaging is you can buy more shares as the company goes lower. So let's say, again, for example, let's say you don't think you're going to get the exact bottom in Delta, and you say, okay, I'm going to start buying it, I don't know, at $8 a share. Well, let's just use a nice, easy round number. $8,000, say, on your first tranche, at $8 a share is 1,000 shares. But $8,000, if it goes to 1, is, you know, 8,000 shares, you know? So then all of a sudden you own 9,000 shares and you've spent $16,000 if you're like averaging in like that. And it means that your average price in Delta is only 170. It means, you know, the stock goes, even though you bought some way up at 8, the stock just goes from 1 to 4, and you're more than double your money. So that's kind of the opportunity I'm going to get, is that once these stocks are single-digit stocks, I'll start averaging in like that. And I get to say, the great thing about averaging in when you do that is you get much more shares, you know, when you know, if you're doing the dollar cost and the similar thing. Now, someone may not have $30,000 to buy Delta in 4 $8,000 tranches, right? But, you know, you could do it if you have $4,000, you know, or $2,000. You could just buy $500 at Delta at a time. And yeah, like, again, $500 at $8 is only going to buy you like 60 shares, but at $1, $500 is going to buy you 500 shares. So you're going to get, you know, much more. So that's kind of the way you have to see it, because it's always easy to look at those charts of the casinos in 2009 and say, oh man, I could have bought Las Vegas Sands at $1.50 or $2 and it went to 60. But realistically, you were probably, and look, this happened to me. Tata was probably the best time trade I've ever done. And this just happened recently with Tata too, by the way. yeah, I'm buying Tata between $4.50 and $5 a share, and it went to $4. You know, I was down 20%. And, you know, back in 2009, I bought it at $3.50 a share, and I still remember the first day I bought Tata, it went down like 10%. It was almost at $3 a share. So you're not going to, like that, and that was about as close as I've ever gotten to buying exact bottom. So you're not going to get the exact bottom, but you know, by doing this dollar cost averaging and seeing this, yeah, it works. And like I said, look, Tata is a great example of it. That, yeah, I started talking about it around 5, and I even said the stock might go to 3, and the stock went to 4 before now it's back over 5. Now I'm up, I think my price is actually like 460, 470. So, you know, I'm up whatever 10% on the trade. I'm not going to jump up and down too much about that because it can easily fall 10% in the day with the volatility of the markets right now. So, but yeah, that was a perfect example, is that we had to make, you know, lose 15%. Like, some of them I think we're going to luck out. You know, I talked about Coeur d'Alene, CDE, my last video on gold stocks, and I just bought that at like $3.15 a share, and boom, I'm up almost 30%, you know, because it's up over $4 a share. So sometimes you will luck out like that, but usually you're going to have to cost average in. And by the way, the reason I did Coeur d'Alene was really simple when I showed that video on Coeur d'Alene. Was really the last 2 to 3 times, this was not a complicated trade, the last 2 to 3 times that Coeur d'Alene went under $3 a share, one was 2015 at the bottom for gold stocks, and the other was last year, it had a spike to 16 and then drifted lower back to under 3, and then this was the third time in the last, you know, 5 or 6 years, and every time it went under $3 a share, the first case it went from 2 to 16, the next case it went from 3 to 8, so you get roughly a triple to 8x on your money. So, you know, to me, it was just kind of like a no-brainer from that regard. And what's funny is with some of these trades that we've made, you know, I own the call options. I'll tell you a bit about the deal in a second. I can only do so much here, but I'll talk more about it in the video that I do today. So the thing about these trades is in terms of, you know, I own, we bought the 13 calls on SLV, when SLV was 12. It's about 14 now, and over 14. And then I bought the calls, I bought some calls in Pan American Silver. Those trades I'm not even looking at. Like, they've done well. Like, I think Pan Am, because I bought a little too early, it's up only a tiny bit or it's kind of flat, but you know, like I think I've already doubled or tripled on the SLV calls, and my basic target is $20. When silver hits 20, and that means the SLV about 19, I'll sell it. I think I'll make about 8 times when that happens. And part of the reason I'm just doing the gold-silver ratio, even if gold didn't move, silver should go back to $20 based on historical ratio. So, but what's great about those trades is I'm telling you, I'm not even looking at them, even though they're option trades. I'm just kind of like, you know, we've got plenty of time. It's now April, and those don't expire till January, right? So we got 9 months. And it's just like I'm not even looking at them because I just, you know, I'm actually so confident. And I think we're really seeing the ramping up in gold and silver now that's going to rally and we're going to do well. So last thing here, just to finish off in this podcast. So a little bit about the service. Yeah, so what I've decided to do, because I had to, like, another reason I delayed this is I had to do a bit of a balancing act. You know, I have people who, like a handful of people who's kept on at $70 a month. So I was kind of thinking, you know what, it's unfair to those people that I offer the same thing for $30. So what I've just done is actually I am offering the same thing for 30, but the people who are on the 70 and people who are still interested in the 70, I'm adding, I had a service called Stock Chart of the Day. So now I'm going to make that part of the Platinum service. So what will happen is like every day, you know, 4 to 5 times a week, basically every weekday, I will put out a stock chart on a certain industry, sector, stock, etc., and just kind of talk about that in detail. So that will be part of the Platinum service. And then I'm also going to do this trading blog. I just mentioned the SLV and Pan American calls, and we've got some calls in Tata, and I've got the LQD puts as a hedge, and obviously we've got the Abbott trade too. So what I'm going to do with that is every day just update my daily trading blog, especially in these option positions, you know, because options do expire and have a timeline on them. And that's be the kind of thing I'll do it every day now. And, you know, when markets are a little less active and we go back to some normalcy in a few years, that's probably the kind of thing I'll do a couple times a week. But that will also be part of the Platinum service. So for those of you interested, when we do this, I'll have a $35 service through PayPal that will just be $35 monthly for life. Or you could do it through my ClickBank, which will be, it's the Platinum service, and it's $35 for the first month for the Platinum. The PayPal is just for the Silver service. And the Platinum service will then ramp up to $70 after 1 month, but you'll get the first month for $35. So that's kind of the way I've done it, and I think that's fair for everyone because essentially you're getting the same service that I was offering before in that deal for $35, but also now I'm adding to the Platinum if you're willing to pay a bit more for that. And I should also remind people too is over the next month or so, I'll keep my lifetime offer for $1,000 open. Usually a lifetime subscription is $2,500. So if someone wants to just wire me the $1,000, I'll probably keep that open for another month or so until, like, say, the middle of May. Wiring is the best way because, unfortunately, I can't link my PayPal account to my bank account here in the Bahamas. So wiring is just the easiest method of doing that. Okay, so I think I'm basically done here. We talked about gold. Yeah, I can only maybe talk for another minute. We talked about gold. We talked about the option trading. We talked about the services. So, yeah, we're really going to get going. I don't want to buy the last quick thing here. So I've got Lionheart Exploration. I actually had a lot of people interested in the last deal we did. And I raised more money than I thought. But Lionheart, this is an excellent little deal. They've got properties in both BC and Quebec. It's a nice little five center. For those of you who are kind of new to these deals, this might be a good one. That's a way to put your toe in the water. Because, you know, if you want to just buy 200, 2,500 or 5,000, you know, 50 to 100,000 shares, you can start small, you know, with Newfound Gold. Because of the structure of the, you know, it being a flow through, you had to at least put 20 grand in. So anyhow, I like this little Lionheart deal. I think this is a great way for people to get in. It's a really funny story because it is a deal I've been in for 14 years. It was originally an oil and gas deal, and it was just sitting around. And this guy, Len, who you'll hear the interview with, has come in and turned it around. Len has been gung-ho about trading in June. So, you know, because some of these things I've had issues in the past with the people taking too long to bring them out. But Len is pretty gung-ho. So if you're interested in Lionheart, I think it's going to be a great little deal, for someone to kind of put small amount of money in. And, you know, I would think it's going to probably come out around 20, 25 cents, go up 4 to 5 times quite quick. So that's it. Everybody take care. Bye.